You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Happy Friday. You know what that means? It's time for another masterclass. Today's topic, misconceptions keeping you from meditation. When you're a beginner at meditation, you may fret about whether or not you're doing it right and be unsure about its benefits. There are many myths and misconceptions about meditation that can keep you from doing it. So let's take a look at some of the most common misconceptions and the truth about this practice. So the first misconception is that there's only one way to meditate. Many people worry that there is one specific way to meditate, and that if they don't do it that way, they're doing it wrong. So rather than feeling at ease and relaxed by the idea of meditation, it becomes another thing to create stress. The truth is that there are many forms of meditation, and you can do whatever works for you. You may begin by trying various forms of guided meditation to get a taste of what's out there, and then fine-tune your practice to be totally individualized to you. If something doesn't work for you, you don't have to incorporate it into your own practice. Another common misconception is that meditation is a religious practice. While it's true that many religions incorporate forms of meditation, meditation isn't inherently a religious practice. Meditation can be a spiritual practice, but you don't have to believe in any type of religion or spiritual practice in order to incorporate it into your life. Likewise, if you have a specific religious belief, meditation doesn't need to conflict with that belief. You also have some people who believe that they need to go to a special place to meditate. Sometimes they're worried that they must go to a special temple or other place designated for meditation. And while there are places that are designated for this practice, there's no requirement that you have to go to one of them to meditate. You can actually meditate anywhere. Of course, it's easier to meditate if you're in a quiet area without distraction. But the reality of life is that you may not always have such a space available. You can meditate in any space that allows you to be more present. And some people can find that they can meditate even in very busy and noisy spaces by blocking out the noise and focusing inward. And I'll be sharing some more misconceptions and truths about this practice in the next segment. So I often hear people say that it'll take them years to develop a beneficial meditation practice. Meditation is something that can provide benefits to you immediately. It can help you to have less stress and more focus after your first session. And in weeks, you can experience more significant benefits. And the last misconception I'm going to talk to you about today is learning to meditate can be expensive. So one of the best things about meditation is that you can learn it with no cost at all. Now, it's true that there are some courses and materials that cost money, and there are high-end retreats for meditation that are very expensive. However, if you're strapped for cash and want to practice meditation, guess what? The internet is your friend. You can find a lot of articles and video tutorials explaining meditation. And you can listen to my guided meditations every Wednesday. so I'm looking forward to you tuning in next Friday. As I expand more about mindfulness and meditation. Have a great weekend. Stay safe and be well.